Lawrence Dinkins, sometimes known as NSA-A, is a Sacramento poet. He's dynamic, he's expressive. His poems attack injustice and inhumanity. Lawrence Dinkins' poetry explores the African-American experience, commenting on youth movements, musical rhythms, and social justice. He makes up half of the jazz performance duo Electropoetic Coffee. He's published a collection of poems, Sub-American. I very much enjoyed attending the book release party for that book, dealing with the concept of being a hyphenated American. In his book, he explores a broad range of topics ranging from President Bush and Hurricane Katrina to the Civil Rights Movement. He'll be performing with an old friend of this radio show, Josh Fernandez, tonight at the Shine Cafe. It's the Poetry with Legs reading series at 1400 E Street, number A in Sacramento. That event goes from 7:30 until 10:30. And I'm very pleased that we can be joined today by the poet, NSA-A, also known as Lawrence Dinkins. Lawrence, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hey, Dr. Andy, how you doing? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Great to have you here. And I'm so pleased that you'll be performing tonight with Josh Fernandez. I remember that once upon a time, I approached Josh, asking him who would he like to read with at a poetry reading that he was giving at the John Atsoulis Gallery. This was maybe a year or more ago. And he had just encountered you for the first time recently and said, you know, do you think you could get Lawrence Dinkins?
Oh, wow. Really?
And so it was great to hear the two of you read at that reading series over at the gallery.
Yeah, that was fun.
And obviously the friendship and the spirit of collaboration has continued. For the two of you are performing tonight at 1400 East Street in Midtown Sacramento.
Yeah, it's going to be very fun. I admire Josh's work, and, you know, congratulations to him on his, I think he's got a master's now or something like that. Now he's a big man. So, I think he's going to be a really big, you know, thing. He's an excellent writer.
I think so, too. And what a great show tonight to see the both of you. Yeah. I talked a little bit about your poetry and your style of poetry in your introduction, and I want to get into that, but tell me how it was that you, as a creative person in a number of media, how was it that you came to poetry and spoken word and the work that you do and that can be found in your book, Sub-American? How is it that you came to that as one of your outlets for creative expression?
Well, I would say it started with, I always wrote. I guess all the poets that you talk to say they always write, and they're a closet writer, and then they go to, like, an open mic. Well, that's what happened to me. I went to an open mic, and I was hooked. I went to Sacramento Poetry Center, and I went to Mahogany, and it really hooked me, and to... as a place that I can really express myself and talk about the stuff I was writing in private. And then, you know, when people get on mic and you hear them, and it's like, wow, I can write like that, you know, maybe, because they suck. So I guess I suck too. So we could all suck together. It was so that's the kind of thing where you realize that people are putting stuff out there that you also were thinking about yourself, and, you know, and it just becomes that thing that becomes part of you. At first, I wasn't even calling myself a poet, and but after a couple of readings and at Mahogany and the Sacramento Poetry Center, has been very kind to me, and wow, then you find yourself going all over the place.
Absolutely. Not everyone listening to this radio program may know about the Mahogany reading series. I'm wondering if you could tell us more about that.
Oh, yes. The Mahogany has been around in Sacramento. It's an urban poetry series. It has been around in Sacramento for 19 years. It's one of the oldest spoken word venues in Sacramento. It is led by Kyrie Malik, and he is one of the founders of that series. And so he lets me host there every third Wednesday and we have a lot of fun. People come in there, they drink honey wine. It's in an Ethiopian restaurant, Queen Sheba restaurant on 17th and Broadway in Sacramento. And it starts at 9 o'clock. You come in, you put your $5 down, and we just, you know, drink honey wine, talk poetry, get on open mic, have a feature poet, and it is awesome. It is a great experience. And every time I leave there, I'm so glad that I'm in poetry, you know, because sometimes, you know, you go through the ebbs and flows, you know. But when you go there and I host there, it is amazing to see the artists that come out and the people that are dealing with certain things and using poetry as a medium to do so.
That's great. And so that's the Queen of Sheba restaurant right there on Broadway in the city of Sacramento. And haven't gone for a number of years, so it's obviously time for me to get back and see some of the great poetry there on a Wednesday evening. And how about this series, a relatively new one, Poetry with Legs at the Shine Cafe?
I have never been there. I'm very excited to go there because this is my first time. I've been to Shine before, but I haven't been to the series. So,
right.
Yes, so it's I'm excited about it.
I know for some Davisites, and I'm speaking for myself especially now, we have we set aside Wednesday afternoon for our evening farmers market, where there are not only food vendors but always live music performers, and usually several hundred Davisites out on their blankets sipping their Chablis and enjoying the organic food. And that goes sometimes late into the evening. By the time I get my kids to bed, usually most of these Wednesday night events are done. But that doesn't mean that you listeners should be anything should get in your way from going to see events like what we've been talking about, especially Lawrence Dinkins, who will be reading tonight with Josh Fernandez at the Shine Cafe, and that's at 1400 East Street, number A, in Sacramento, starting at 7:30 tonight and going until 10:30. Well, my guest for this first half hour of the program is Lawrence Dinkins, the dynamic and expressive Sacramento poet, whose most recent book, Sub-American, is certainly one of my favorites of a poet releasing a local book in recent years. And it's always a pleasure to hear Lawrence perform. Lawrence, have you chosen a poem to share with listeners this afternoon on the radio show?
Yes, I have. I have chosen a poem to read for you guys.
Excellent. What's the name of this one?
It's called A Wall Between.
Okay.
It's an Occupy Wall Street poem.
Great. So, I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Okay. So you want me to start right now? Or?
Sure.
Okay. Here we go. There is a wall between you and us. A wall of money. Stretching high and far beyond the human eye, overcasting vivid memories going back decades, wait, no, centuries. Built on a foundation of bone, blood, and greed. Like a conjure, this wall appears out of vapor on paper and in our minds. It cannot be touched, but it is everywhere. Every time you look at us, there it is, blocking your view of us like a two-way mirror. We see you, but the only thing that you can see is that we are not you. This wall separates, divides, and strangles your side, plush and flowing with milk and honey, our side sparse and stagnant with rot and crumbling neglect, yet undeniably we are one. Like two halves of a dysfunctional Siamese twin, one ripping away from the other while the other begs to be loved, one despising the other while the other begs for approval. You was always troubled, ambition your curse, accumulation your disease, blessed with much but never enough. You cannot resist gluttony. Would you crush a baby's head under heel if the body was worth more than its cries? Yes. We always believed you would find your way, that you would see people are more important than profit, that your king of the hill mentality, dog-eat-dog philosophy, and trickle-not-so-down economics are counterproductive. But your heart was stunted by profit motives, your eyes blinded by spreadsheets, your need for this Dang wall only grew stronger as it grew larger. We gather here now along your wall on the streets to remind you we are not blips on a computer screen. We are real, tangible with lives and families. Don't you see? Despite the wall, we are one. We beat against this wall now with cardboard signs. We march around your wall now, like Joshua, around the walls of Jericho, and we will yell, scream, beat drums, chant, gather, sing, debate, until this wall come tumbling down, until you see unobstructed.
That was Lawrence Dinkins, providing us a poem here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Tell me the title again, Lawrence.
A Wall Between.
A Wall Between. I love to hear you perform poetry, and I know from having seen you read and perform a number of times that there are some works that that you memorize, some works that have interactive elements, call and response elements with the audience, and other poems, often newer ones, that you read from a book or a printout. Can you tell me about your approach to reciting and performing a poem, and how important is it to you to keep a number of these in your head, say, instead of, say, on the page?
Well, Dr. Andy, I hate to disappoint you. I do not memorize poems. I've never done drugs, but I cannot memorize a dang thing. So
I guess it just seemed that way because you're so engaging as you perform.
I guess so. Some people have said that. You know, they said we don't see you actually looking on the page. I guess it's pseudo-memorized, you know, where, you know, certain lines cue me to the next line. But when it comes to memorization, I have tried, and it just don't happen for me. But yeah, my approach to performance and everything of nature, I guess poetry to me is almost musical. You know, I really feel like I guess today my opinion has changed, but I really believe that poetry is an oratory tradition in a lot of ways, and you know, paper is just one way to capture it, kind of like a photograph. But as for actually being there, it has to be heard to really get what the speaker is saying. And poetry, I think, as an oratory tradition, has gone for, you know, gone back forever, you know. So I think in order for us to keep that tradition alive, to have it be spoken, I wish I could memorize, because I would really delve even further down deep into the tradition of that, of the stump speech.
Sure. You know? I hear what you're saying. Well, let me ask you this. In terms of your own preparations, how you write your poems, how you store your poems, I'm interested in the relationship between the written word that you write longhand on a piece of paper versus that which you type. What is your composition process like?
The composition process, I don't quite understand that question.
Do you write your poems, do you sit down and type them on a computer straight off? Do you usually write them on a piece of paper and then move over?
Well, it comes in different ways. Sometimes, you know how it is, you get inspired, and then the poem is right there, all there, and just all you have to do is dictate what your inspiration has told you. But then there are times where, you know, you go down and, you know, it comes in bits and pieces. So you write some of your scrapbook, and then I carry a scrapbook with me all the time. I carry a pen with me all the time, because you never know when it will happen. When that lightning will strike, and or when something will capture your attention, and you hate to lose it because you will lose it. You know, you say to yourself, oh, I have always said to myself, oh, I'll remember what happened just then, and I never do. So, and then sometimes you get woken up out of the night just from a nugget, just a piece of something, and you have to write it down or type it down or whatever. But as for the instruments used, if it was a marker, I use that, or anything that's close to me that I can write with. And don't care about spelling, don't care about anything, just make sure you get that idea down.
That makes sense. Lawrence Dinkins is my guest. You might know him as N-Sa-A. He's a dynamic and expressive Sacramento poet who's also half of the jazz performance duo Electro Poetic Coffee. Tell me more about Electro Poetic Coffee, Lawrence, and what is your function and what is your partner's function in that duo?
Oh, I am very proud of this project. It's Ross Hammond and I. We make up a group called Electro Poetic Coffee. He is the electro part. I am the poet part. That's what I say on the stage. And just try to get people into what we do. And then together, we come together, we make coffee. And, you know, we try to wake people up or, you know, with words. Because sometimes, you know, we get in this rut where we keep listening to cliche things and, you know, all these love songs and everything that they, you know, all this stuff that, you know, the industry kind of pumps out, you know. And so we wanted to actually put music out that has substance that you can listen to and think about, not just something you can play in the background if you like, but it has to have some kind of meaningful connotation to it. And we just want to put meaning back into music. And so he lays down this nice sound landscape. And I go over that with a Just Got Hearing kind of approach. And, you know, sometimes I sing over it, or sometimes I do a poem over the sound landscape. And he has all these pedals and stuff, loops and things that look like a Knight Rider light going back and forth. And, you know, it's almost a Doctor Who-like situation he has at his fingertips that he's playing around with. And he plays with these sounds, and we come up with these musical compositions that are different, you know. And we perform them everywhere, and I'm always surprised at the reception of us, you know, that we get. I guess last year we just came back from Seattle, and that was a fun trip going down there and getting a new take on what we do, and that was very fun.
Excellent. That's great. If we wanted to find out more about your work or about Electro Poetic Coffee, where on the web would you most encourage us to search?
Oh, yeah. Go to NSAA.com, or you can go to electropoeticcoffee.com, or you can go on Facebook, and you can, you know, go to Ross Hammond, you know, type that in the search, or you can type in NSAA into the search, and you should see my picture come up, my mug come up, and then you can like my page or, you know, something like that. And I'm always looking for new people to like my page so I can, you know, try to build that following so that we can get our information out there and our work.
Absolutely. And before we hear one last poem from you, you also do some tech and web design work yourself, don't you? Would you mind saying something about that?
Oh, yeah. So, well, my day job is a graphic designer, so I have my own business, and that's what I do. I do graphic design. And I do low-end web design and, you know, just for web presence and stuff of nature, not really bells and whistles, but I get you out there. And you know, I have fun, and most of my clients are other artists and entrepreneurs and things of nature. And also I would like to mention that I do have a series at, you know, when you asked me earlier, I do have a series at the Sacramento Poetry Center every third Saturday. It's called The Up. And we have, it's a mixture of music and poetry. We have one segment that's just music, and then we have another segment that's just poetry. And we don't mix them, but we have it kind of a music appreciation time and a poetry appreciation time. So
that's great. And which Saturdays is that at the Sacramento Poetry Center?
Every third Saturday.
Every third Saturday. That's terrific, Lawrence. Well, I hope that you and Josh Fernandez get a great turnout this evening at 1400 East Street in Sacramento. For the Poetry with Legs reading series, it stars my guest, Lawrence Dinkins, and Josh Fernandez, who's also been on the show a number of times. That's at the Shine Cafe tonight at 1400 East Street from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. All right, Lawrence, let's hear one more poem before we let you go.
Very good. This poem is called This Poem is Stronger Than Me.
Excellent.
Talking about making up this poem on your mind. I climbed out of a bottomless pit with this poem in my teeth. I have fought Satan, Hades, and Ogun for this poem. I am infected with this poem, endangered emotions was harmed in making this poem. I have sacrificed everything for this poem. I placed all my earthly possessions on an altar to the poetry gods and set it ablaze. I've endured long labored birth conceiving this poem. It erupted from my chest cavity, breaking through ribcage, flesh, and sinew. Nothing will come between me and this poem. This poem is my baby. My lover, my tormentor, this poem will be the death of me. It forces me to live in lifeless places. This poem is stronger than me. It drags me from dawn to dusk, from day to night, by the nape of my neck. It wakes me out of a deep sleep, demanding to be written. It sits in my chest and sucks the breath out of my lungs. This poem stops me in mid-stride. This poem sends me searching for a pen like a crack addict, unwrapping paper like blunt sleeves. Can I write on this? Can I write on this? This poem is a bear trap. My writing hand snared firmly in his jaws in the middle of a godforsaken wood out of earshot of a living soul. This poem eclipsed the sun, overshadowing me, reducing me to the size of a pea. This poem treads me underfoot like discarded gum.
That was terrific, Lawrence. I really enjoy the incantatory elements of your poetry, and I'll tell folks at home, it's even more thrilling when you are sitting at the foot of the poet, whether it's in a folding chair, on a big fluffy pillow, or right there on the ground. It's always fun to hear my guest Lawrence Dinkins play, whether or not he's supported by half of the jazz performance duo known as Electropoetic Coffee. Tonight he'll be supported by Josh Fernandez at the East Street, 1400 East Street Cafe, known as Shine Cafe, tonight from 7:30 until 10:30. Lawrence, that was a lot of fun. Thanks so much for appearing today on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Andy.
Sure. Take care now.
Bye-bye.